Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and we are in Amsterdam right now. And the show starts tomorrow. And what a better time to be joined by a special guest. One of the companies that's made probably the most moves, acquisitions, mergers, etc., in the last 3 months, last quarter, has been InFocus. And I'm joined by InFocus' Vice President of Marketing, Brady Bruce. Brady, how are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific, Gary. Thanks for inviting me on.
Now, you may remember Brady was the VP of marketing, I'm not sure. I can't remember what your actual title was at Jupiter. What was your title?
No, you got it right. You got it right. Vice President of Marketing and Strategic Alliances at Jupiter Systems.
I knew it was longer. Yes, at Jupiter Systems, of course, Jupiter.com, which I think is one of the greatest URLs ever. And then InFocus acquired Jupiter, or merged, I believe. With Jupiter, and then in the last month, InFocus purchased a couple other companies, which hopefully we'll get a chance to get into. But the first thing I want to, first thing after welcoming you and congratulations on your role as a VP of Marketing at InFocus. InFocus is gonna be making news for a while here because they seem to have a complete package of stuff. It's not just a projector company anymore, and not just a Mondo pad company. So what announcements can we expect for ISE 2016 from InFocus?
Well, you've hinted at a couple early on here on the business side. So InFocus did make the acquisition of Jupiter Systems in October of last year. On October 1st, we announced that. That was really sort of a perfect marriage between two companies, both focused on collaboration, both solving problems sort of at different ends of the collaboration spectrum. Putting them together made great sense. We will be announcing today also some other acquisitions, the acquisition of Avistar, who had been a partner with InFocus for some time. Avistar is a fantastic maker of video conferencing technology, and we've been using Avistar technology in the InFocus Mondo pad. But we have cemented the deal and acquired the company and all of its assets, and we'll continue to take the technology that comes with Avistar to improve and build great products in video conferencing. The other announcement we are making is the acquisition of Vidco. Vidco is a technology company and channel partner of InFocus. That acquisition allows us to do several things. By bringing Vidco internal to the company, we now have access to some facilities on the ground in EMEA that we did not have previously. And those will become a new executive briefing center and a new training academy in Frankfurt, Germany, which will open immediately. And those are to be used by our current channel partners in EMEA to come in, learn more about our products, bring their customers in to see great demos of a full line of InFocus products, and then to come in and get training for themselves also as they work to sell and support the products.
So this is an interesting...
The other thing we get with...
Hey, Brayden, let me ask you a couple quick questions real quick before you get into the
sure.
thing, if you don't mind. So this is interesting because, you know, for years and years and years, I mean, InFocus was sort of the Kleenex, you know, pardon the analogy, of projectors, really. I mean, if you said there are many, many years, 10 years, probably 12 years maybe, where people would say, I need a new InFocus, and when they were talking about a projector, you know, they sort of pioneered that industry. And everyone knew them as a projector company. Of course, they launched the Mondo pad a few years ago at InfoCom. We gave it an award for the best new product of the show. And it was the first, you know, there have been a couple of products that have come out since. I mean, before Smart was doing it, before Microsoft came out with the Surface Hub, you guys had the Mondo pad. And so the Mondo pad integrated the Avistar UC system inside of it. And so now you're able to, you're not only able to leverage that for MondoPad, but really you guys are all of a sudden not just a projector or display company, you're a UC company.
Well, indeed, and to some extent that's been true, although maybe it's not been as widely known as we would have liked over the last year. But, you know, with the entrance of the MondoPad, InFocus really did become a collaboration company because it's that beautiful system that you hang on a wall It's touchscreen enabled, and oh, by the way, it has video conferencing built in. So we're able to collaborate fully using video and then the on-screen touch interface to annotate, show slides, and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're continuing in that direction. You are right. InFocus built a long and storied legacy in the projector business, and that's sort of what drove InFocus deeper into the conference room and thereby the conferencing space. It was sort of natural that the company take that foothold in the conference room and expand it and begin to ask questions about, well, what else needs to happen in a conference room?
Yeah.
Well, people need to see and hear each other. So video conferencing made sense. MondoPad was the first iteration of that, and there are some other products that we'll be talking about today. And it was what was also behind the Jupiter acquisition, the Jupiter technology from display wall processors to the Canvas collaborative visualization system are also about connecting within an enterprise or within a public institution.
Yeah, and so therefore, yeah, it's interesting. I mean, and by the way, you know this, but the listeners may not know this. At ISC, you're going to actually be in two booths, really, because I mean, you're still maintaining the InFocus booth, which is Hall 9 B140, and the Jupiter Systems booth, which is Hall 2 A52. Obviously, it's logical, possibly in the future, that you guys combine those into one larger presence. But what else will go ahead. I'm sorry.
We were lucky this year to have two bits of real estate at ISE, and that's really the legacy of the companies operating independently. As you know, you reserve booths a year in advance.
Yeah.
So there was a Jupiter booth planned and an InFocus booth planned. I will hasten to add, however, that the booth that was originally reserved by Jupiter is in fact an InFocus booth. And so when you walk into that booth, you will see a bit of Jupiter branding just because we want our channel partners to be able to find us easily in the hall. But it will be clearly labeled InFocus. And where the Jupiter logo appears, it will say Jupiter by InFocus. So it's sort of a transitional moment in our branding strategy. But clearly, both of these are InFocus booths.
Okay, excellent. That's good to know then. So you also alluded to something else you'll be launching at the show. Care to share?
Sure. The acquisition of Jupiter, the acquisition of Avistar, both brought new technologies into InFocus, and both were designed to enhance and expand the company's collaboration product offerings. Our goal was, at the outset, with each of these acquisitions, to bring new products to market. It really demonstrated the value of these combinations. And so, in fact, there will be two announced at the show. The first is Connex, C-O-N-X. Connex has been the name of a video meeting service that InFocus has operated for some time, allowing users of MondoPad, as well as third-party SIP and H.323 systems to connect with each other for the purposes of video conferencing and collaboration. We took a look into the space and said, what other endpoints would be useful in the enterprise, education, government, SMB space for people to connect? And so we're going to show two new endpoints. The first is Connex Wall. Connex Wall combines the Connex video conferencing technology with the Jupiter display wall technology to create an incredibly scalable video conferencing system that could be the size of a wall. As you've seen big Jupiter walls and control rooms and other places around the planet, imagine that was a gigantic video conferencing wall.
Right.
Connex brings that through the Connex wall product. So starting with, you know, a small number of displays up to a video wall in an enormous event space or in a large conference or boardroom, you can now have, again, wall-sized video conferencing systems.
So you're talking about a big, huge digital, more than a digital canvas. You're talking about a connection to a far site location on all the time that can fill whatever space you want to fill, whether it be the entire wall or just part of it.
Yes, and imagine, of course, a meeting where we have 15, you know, 16, 20 remote participants. Instead of sort of squeezing their shapes that we see through video conferencing, their heads done into small boxes with a big wall in a large room, we can hold a video conference that allows us to see all those people clearly.
Let me interrupt you real quick, because I know that a lot of people listening are be very interested in sort of the specs of this in a way, because that does matter. So is this going to be a prepackaged system that comes in various sizes, or how will you determine sort of, like, as you brand it as, you said, Connects Wall, as if it's almost like a SKU of its own?
That's a great question, and thanks for asking it. So this is a highly configurable system. So working with the customer and their system integrator, they provide us the specs, which tell us how much space they have to work with, how many displays they want to use in the assembly of this wall of video conferencing, this Connects Wall, and it's built to order.
Okay.
So exactly. And this is not unlike the business that Jupiter has been in for a long time with its video walls for control rooms and other places. Mm-hmm. So again, the fruition of the combination of the two companies, bringing that sort of experience building large video walls from Jupiter, marrying that with the video conferencing expertise at InFocus, allows us as InFocus now to produce this Connects Wall product. Highly scalable, configured to the customer's requirements. We also looked at the opportunity for next generation video conferencing and saw a place that had not been well served, and that is the executive suite. We've, in researching the market and talking with CXOs, we often heard from them, you know, I have a rather large office and I do hold video conferences on a regular basis, and doing it on my PC screen is terrific, but I'd like more real estate to work with. Is there sort of an intermediate size video conferencing system I could put in my office that would fit? And the answer is yes, and it's announced now as Connects Exec. Connects Exec is driven by a small tower-sized PC form factor and can drive several displays. So we can build a mini display wall in an executive's office for him or her to conduct routine video conferencing with people around the enterprise. So two new ways to engage at different scales using this Connects video meeting system. And the endpoints are, in fact, built by InFocus and provide fantastic HD video and audio.
Well, same question on Connects Exec. Are there specific sizes for that, or is that scalable as well?
Purpose-built and scaled to the customer's requirements.
Okay, perfect. Those are two big announcements here. And you know, obviously, you're going to ISE, and you're already planning to go to ISE. I assume that you're wanting to expand geographically as well.
Well, we do, and before we talk about that, I want to just talk a bit more about what comprises the Connects X solution set. You know, we talked about the center of this is the cloud service from InFocus, which is Connects X Video Meeting. And that is the service into which these various devices connect and collaborate with each other. So Connects Wall connects to the Connects X Video Meeting Service. Connects Exec also connects to the Video Meeting Service. There are other endpoints. There is the Connects X Video Phone. This is a product that we've been selling previously as the MVP 100. It's a phenomenal video phone. The technology has come a long way. Easy to deploy on any desktop with an internet connection. This product is also part of this Connects X solution set. Moreover, people who are not sitting in front of a Connects Wall, a Connects Exec system, or a Connects phone can participate in Connects X sessions using their laptops or desktop PCs because it's supported in the browser. So one can dial into the video meeting service from any browser and also be part of one of these sessions, video conferencing with their colleagues anywhere in the world. So we've made it really simple and ubiquitous. And, you know, stand by, there will be other solutions coming from the company. I will say that we already support, as part of this ConnectX infrastructure, third-party systems such as Cisco or Polycom. that use SIP-based or H.323 video conferencing. So we're really about democratizing access to powerful, complete video conferencing and collaboration services. And that's really what ConnexX is all about.
Well, I think that I'm going to ask, I have some other questions. I'm going to save some of them for the video cast that we're going to do as well,
okay.
If you don't mind. But I do want to ask one quick question. Go back to my question about geographical expansion. Obviously, the acquisition of Vidco solidifies a great sort of local presence in Germany. And obviously, you've got great exposure, you know, worldwide with the InFocus brand, but also specifically in North America and parts of Europe. Are there areas that you're looking at specifically expanding or going after at ISE?
Well, indeed. You know, you have the Jupiter experience, now part of InFocus, which has strong representation in Eastern Europe, Russia, Scandinavia. InFocus has strong representation in Western Europe. And combining those two things really gives us now a broad and deep footprint into Europe. Both companies have had a long history also in Middle East and Africa. So we're pulling these together by bringing together the channels that each company represents and bringing together, of course, new products that solve a broader set of requirements. You'll see us continue to expand in the EMEA theater. But we're not done. We're also expanding through Asia. Both companies have done lots of business in China as well as through Southeast Asia. And the combined forces now on the sales teams and the marketing side allow us deeper penetration to that area. And you'll continue to see expansion throughout Latin America. So there is growth ahead, both on the product front and on the geography front.
Well, as I said, you'll be exhibiting in actually two booths. You'll be busy going back and forth between two halls that aren't actually that close together, but it's good for you because you're covering the whole show. And that is Hall 9, B140, Hall 2, A52. So I don't know if you've got a segue or a scooter or something, but you'll be doing a little bit of walking. But it'll be convenient for people to see you because they can decide where to go. And both of them are going to be will be able to show you the InFocus product line and look forward to seeing the Connect spot.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk to you more about that on our video cast that we're going to have.
Indeed.
As well. And
I would say, just to help people get oriented too, the booth in Hall 9 is focused primarily on presentation products. So you'll see the projectors there, the Mondo Pad, the J-Touch touch panels, and some other largely presentation-focused products. In the other booth, you will see more of the collaboration products. So they each have their independent focuses. And the users will find a different experience, although united together under the InFocus brand and user experience, in each of the two booths.
Well, good. We look forward to it. And, hey, the show opens up tomorrow, so you better get everything ready.
I have one other product I got to tell you about.
Are you going to tell me now? Don't you want to wait to the video cast? Don't you want to do a little bit of surprises there?
There's one other product I want people to know about as they come to the show on the first day, and that is Canvas Touch. Canvas is the award-winning collaborative visualization platform that Jupiter pioneered and is now part of the InFocus product family. It's been a way for people to engage in collaboration with hundreds or thousands of video sources, whether that's real-time streaming data or cameras that are pointed throughout an institution, to help them manage a global enterprise easier, to work with remote colleagues, to monitor and to intervene when the situation requires it. We've had that for some time now, Canvas on large video walls. We've had that on laptops and desktops and on mobiles, on smartphones and tablets. We wanted a product that was a great solution for the huddle room. Last year, we announced the CRS 4K conference room system for Canvas, and it's been a big hit. But one of the things our customers have told us is, could you possibly supply a display with that? And the answer is yes. And another proof point of the value of merging Jupiter into InFocus is the new product called Canvas Touch. Canvas Touch takes what is essentially the MondoPad hardware and inserts into it the Canvas client from the CRS4K. So now, if you need a Canvas endpoint in a conference or huddle room to work with remote colleagues anywhere in the world, you hang this on the wall. You plug it into power, you plug it into network, and you're ready to go. It's got the Canvas client built in, and it's 4K and has capacitive touch built in for really easy interaction with the data and your remote colleagues.
So we're excited to announce that also. It's like a small turnkey system then.
Well, it's 65 inches, so it's a pretty good size.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I guess compared to what you would probably do with Connect's Wall and the executive Connect's exec product. But and it's
yes,
got Canvas all built into it. So that's nice. So all that will be, of course, you can see that particular product, obviously, in Hall 2 and A52. Will you have that product also in the InFocus booth in Hall 9?
It will be in the larger of the two booths.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you joining me, and we're going to do a video cast with you a little bit later, and check it all out, as I said, in Hall 9 and Hall 2, the InFocus Corporation booth and the Jupiter Systems booth, which is now part of InFocus. And I appreciate you joining me, Brady, and I thank you guys for listening. You can follow all the ISE news at raypub.com.